2 Chronicles 24 through 25. Joash was 7 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 40 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zibiah from Beersheba. Joash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Jehoiada took 2 wives for him, and he fathered sons and daughters. Now it came about, after this, that Joash decided to restore the house of the Lord. He gathered the priests and the Levites and said to them, "Go out to the cities of Judah, and collect money from all Israel to repair the house of your God annually, and you shall do the work quickly." But the Levites did not act quickly. So the king summoned Jehoiada, the chief priest, and said to him, "Why have you not required the Levites to bring in from Judah and from Jerusalem the contribution to Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the congregation of Israel for the tent of the testimony? For the sons of the wicked Athaliah had broken into the house of God, and even used the holy things of the house of the Lord for the Baals." So the king commanded that they made a chest and set it outside by the gate of the house of the Lord. And they made a proclamation in Judah and Jerusalem to bring the Lord the contribution commanded by Moses, the servant of God, on Israel in the wilderness. All the officers and the people rejoiced, and they brought in their contribution and dropped it into the chest until they had finished. It happened that whenever the chest was brought to the king's officer by the Levites, and they saw that the money was substantial, the king's scribe and the chief priest's officer would come and empty the chest, and pick it up and return it to its place. They did this daily, and collected a large amount of money. The king and Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and they hired masons and carpenters to restore the house of the Lord, and also workers in iron and bronze to repair the house of the Lord. So the workmen labored, and the repair work progressed in their hands, and they restored the house of God according to its specifications, and strengthened it. When they had finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada, and it was made into utensils for the house of the Lord, utensils for the service and the burnt offerings, and pans and utensils of gold and silver. And they offered burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually, all the days of Jehoiada. Now Jehoiada reached a good old age, and he died. He was 130 years old at his death, and they buried him in the city of David with the kings, because he had done well in Israel, and for God and his house. But after the death of Jehoiada, the officials of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. And they abandoned the house of the Lord, the God of their fathers, and served the Asherim and the idols. So wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem for this guilt of theirs. Yet he sent prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. Then the Spirit of God covered Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada the priest, like clothing, and he stood above the people and said to them, "This is what God has said. Why do you break the commandments of the Lord and do not prosper? Because you have abandoned the Lord, he has also abandoned you." So they conspired against him, and at the command of the king, they stoned him to death in the courtyard of the house of the Lord. So Joash the king did not remember the kindness which Zechariah's father Jehoiada had shown him, but he murdered his son. And as Zechariah died, he said, "May the Lord see and avenge." Now it happened at the turn of the year that the army of the Arameans came up against Joash, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem, destroyed all the officials of the people from among the people, and sent all their spoils to the king of Damascus. Indeed, the army of the Arameans came with a small number of men, yet the Lord handed a very great army over to them, because Judah and Joash had abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, so they executed judgment on Joash. When they left him, for they left him very sick, his own servants conspired against him, because of the blood of the son of Jehoiada the priest, and they murdered him on his bed. So he died, and they buried him in the city of David. But they did not bury him in the tombs of the kings. Now these are the men who conspired against him: Zabad, the son of Shimeath, the Ammonitess, and Jehozabad, the son of Shimrith, the Moabitess. As to his sons, and the many pronouncements against him and the rebuilding of the house of God, behold, they are written in the treaties of the book of the kings. Then his son Amaziah became king in his place. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadan of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, only not wholeheartedly. Now it came about, as soon as the kingdom was firmly in his grasp, that he killed his servants who had killed his father, the king. However, he did not put their children to death, but did as it is written in the law in the book of Moses, which the Lord commanded, saying, "Fathers shall not be put to death for sons, nor sons be put to death for fathers, but each shall be put to death for his own sin." Moreover, Amaziah assembled Judah and appointed them according to their fathers' households, under commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds throughout Judah and Benjamin. And he took a census of those from 20 years old and upward, and found them to be 300,000 choice men, able to go to war, and handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 valiant warriors from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him, saying, "O king, do not let the army of Israel come with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, nor with any of the sons of Ephraim. But if you do go, do it. Be strong for the battle. Yet God will bring you down before the enemy, for God has the power to help and to bring down." Amaziah said to the man of God, "But what are we to do about the 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel?" And the man of God answered, "The Lord has much more to give you than this." Then Amaziah dismissed the troops which came to him from Ephraim to go home. So their anger burned against Judah, and they returned home in fierce anger. Now Amaziah gathered his courage and led his people out, and went to the Valley of Salt, and struck and killed 10,000 sons of Seir. The sons of Judah also captured 10,000 alive, and brought them to the top of the cliff, and threw them down from the top of the cliff, so that they were all dashed to pieces. But the troops whom Amaziah sent back, those not going with him to battle, raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth-horon, and struck and killed 3,000 of them, and plundered a large amount of spoils. Now, after Amaziah came from slaughtering the Edomites, he brought the gods of the sons of Seir and set them up as his gods. Then he bowed down before them and burned incense to them. So the anger of the Lord was burned against Amaziah, and he sent him a prophet who said to him, "Why have you sought the gods of the people who have not saved their own people from your hand?" As he was talking with him, the king said to him, "Have we appointed you to be a royal counselor? Stop. Why should you be put to death?" Then the prophet stopped and said, "I know that God has planned to destroy you, because you have done this and have not listened to my counsel." Then Amaziah, king of Judah, took counsel and sent word to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, the king of Israel, saying, "Come, let's face each other." But Joash, the king of Israel, sent a reply to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, "The thorn bush that was in Lebanon sent word to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son in marriage.' But a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thorn bush. You said, 'Behold, you have defeated Edom, and your heart has lifted you up in boasting. Now stay home. Why should you provoke trouble so that you would fall, you and Judah with you?' But Amaziah would not listen, for it was from God, so that he might hand them over to Joash, because they had sought the gods of Edom. So Joash, king of Israel, went up, and he and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced each other at Beth Shemesh, which belonged to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and they fled, every man to his tent. Then Joash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, at Beth Shemesh, and brought him to Jerusalem, and tore down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. He took all the gold and silver, and all the utensils which were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, and the treasures of the king's house, the hostages too, and returned to Samaria. And Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, from first to last, behold, are they not written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel? From the time that Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they conspired against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent men after him to Lachish, and they killed him there. Then they brought him on horses, and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. Matthew 28. Now, after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled away the stone, and sat upon it, and his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. The guards shook from fear of him, and became like dead men. And the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said, 'Come, see the place where he was lying, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you.' And they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to report to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, 'Rejoice!' And they came up and took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, 'Do not be afraid. Go, bring word to my brothers to leave for Galilee, and there they will see me.' Now, while they were on their way, some of the men from the guard came into the city and reported to the chief priests all that had happened. And when they had assembled with the elders and consulted together, they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, and said, 'You are to say, his disciples came at night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this comes to the governor's ears, we will appease him and keep you out of trouble.' And they took the money, and did as they had been instructed. And this story was widely spread among the Jews, and is to this day. But the 11 disciples proceeded to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus had designated to them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" Acts 22. Brothers and fathers, hear my defense, which I now offer to you. And when they heard he was addressing them in Hebrew dialect, they became even more quiet. And he said, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated under Gamaliel, strictly according to the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, just as you all are today. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and putting both men and women into prisons, as also the high priest and all the council of the elders can testify. From them I also received letters to the brothers, and started off for Damascus in order to bring even those who were there to Jerusalem as prisoners to be punished. But it happened that I was on my way, approaching Damascus, at about noon, a very bright light suddenly flashed from heaven all around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said to me, I am Jesus, the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Get up, and go into Damascus, and there you will be told about everything that has been appointed for you to do. But since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, I came into Damascus, being led by the hand by those who were with me. Now a certain Ananias, a man who was devout by the standard of the law, and well spoken by all the Jews who lived there, came to me, and standing nearby, he said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very moment I looked up at him, and he said, The God of our fathers has appointed you to know his will, and to see the Righteous One, and to hear a message from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to all the people of what you have seen and heard. Now, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized, and wash away your sins by calling on his name. It happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple that I fell into a trance, and I saw him saying to me, Hurry, and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me. And I said, Lord, they themselves understood that in one synagogue after another I used to imprison and beat those who believed in you. And when the blood of your witness, Stephen, was being shed, I was also standing nearby and approving, and watching over the cloaks of those who were killing him. And he said to me, Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. They listened to him up to this statement, and then they raised their voices and said, Away with such a man from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live. And as they were shouting and throwing off their cloaks and tossing dust into the air, the commander ordered that he be brought into the barracks, saying that he was to be interrogated by flogging, so that he would find out the reason why they were shouting against him that way. But when they stretched him out with straps, Paul said to the centurion who was standing by, Is it lawful for you to flog a man who is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard this, he went to the commander and told him, saying, What are you about to do? For this man is a Roman. The commander came and said to Paul, Tell me, are you a Roman? And he said, Yes. The commander answered, I acquired this citizenship for a large sum of money. And Paul said, But I was actually born a citizen. Therefore, those who were about to interrogate him immediately backed away from him, and the commander also was afraid when he found out that he was a Roman, because he had put him in chains. Now on the next day, wanting to know for certain why Paul had been accused by the Jews, he released him, and ordered the chief priests and all the council to assemble, and he brought Paul down and placed him before them. Proverbs 11:1-10. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride comes, then comes dishonor. But with the humble, there is wisdom. The integrity of the upright will guide them, but the perversity of the treacherous will destroy them. Riches do not benefit on the day of wrath, but righteousness rescues from death. The righteousness of the blameless will smooth his way, but the wicked will fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright will rescue them, but the treacherous will be caught by their own greed. When a wicked person dies, his expectation will perish, and the hope of strong people perishes. The righteous is rescued from trouble, but the wicked takes his place. With his mouth, the godless person destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge, the righteous will be rescued. When things go well for the righteous, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is joyful shouting. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not be in need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness, for the sake of his name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Certainly goodness and faithfulness will follow me all the days of my life, and my dwelling will be in the house of the Lord forever.